For what?
Any update on the hand at all? How's it feeling?
Feeling a lot better. I don't know how it's been, so getting back into game shape and was able to skate today, so it was good.
Any idea how close you are?
Yeah, I have an idea.
Can you share that?
Nope.
Just talk about the mood around the team for flight after you're out there in practice today. How good was that to be able to participate in something like that after a pretty successful week?
Yeah, no, it's good. I think, you know, you have to have fun with what you're doing, and obviously winning makes that a lot easier to happen. And I know we've been playing some pretty good hockey since Paul came in, and you know, hopefully we can continue that. And it was a good day for us to have some fun and joke around and get on each other a little bit, so it was fun.
You haven't had a chance to play under Paul yet. What have you seen from the games that you've watched? Is it looking different? Is it feeling different?
A lot of speed. I think, you know, he really wants, you know, the defenseman to move the puck up quickly to the forwards, I think, you know, so we can generate speed from our own end, and makes it a lot easier to come through the neutral zone. So, you know, I like what I see, and looking forward to being a part of that.
Do you feel that you can really thrive under Paul, be that your speed is one of your biggest assets, obviously, right? So.
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said, I haven't had a chance to play yet, and I guess we'll see what happens, but I'm really looking forward to that.
Chance to talk to you since the coaching change. Surprised when it happened?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously when you're losing consistently to some degree, it's something needs to change, and you know, I think when it does, no matter if you saw it coming or you thought you did it, it's always a surprise as to when or why. But you know, it was a tough day. You know, I got to float pretty good over 3 years, and Perry over the last you know, year, and you know, both really good guys. And, it was a tough day, I think, for everybody.
You notice a change in the mood to the room or the tone, and as the team prepares for games?
I think, you know, word from when Paul came in, I was there was a different voice, which leads probably to a different tone, and I think the tone he's brought in is. Being pretty solid, and obviously it's got our attention. I think you know, guys you know, want to prove what type of players they are, and so far we've done a pretty good job of that.
Guys have talked about him bringing or energizing some of the players, just you know, a fresh perspective on things. You haven't been able to play in games under him yet, but has that happened with you as well?
Yeah, I think you know, I haven't been able to play, but I think just your mindset, it's a little. It's refreshed. It's, you know, there's new things, so you have to really pay attention to what he's saying and what he wants. And, you know, I think, you know, the guys were pretty attentive, especially that first day. So it definitely got everybody's brains going, so it was good.
Do you chalk up the injury to just being a freak accident, or do you change the way? I guess, do you not fight as much anymore is my question. Or was it just a freak accident?
Well, I don't fight a lot, but I have 5 career fights, so I wouldn't say as much. I think if anything, I would fight more. So,
or at all, I guess. You know.
No, fighting is a part of the game. It's a good part of the game. It's a necessary part of the game. And if the NHL or fighting and hockey had a debate, I'd be on that fighting side. That's for sure. You have to have it to control the game, and those type of things. You know, they happen. It was. You know, he gave me a shot in the back, and you know, we're down by a couple goals, so I'm not going to back down or accept that. Let's put it that way.
Any thoughts on what happened in Vancouver last night?
Entertaining. Good for, you know, it was entertaining. It was fun to watch. I mean, you know, I don't know what all the extra stuff or what went into that, but it was when you saw the highlights, you were definitely caught your attention and you wanted to pay attention. So that was it was fun to watch, like I said. Probably even funner to be a part of.
What goes into, you know, something like that happening right off the opening face-off? How does that happen?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not paid to analyze that or to dissect that, but like I said, it would have been fun to be a part of.
level of impact your rookies are having on the team in light of yesterday's game as well?
You know, I think there's been a a lot of growth. You know, if you go individually, Troop started off pretty well. You know, and then he, you know, like anything, and like he probably will continue to have, you know, some struggles throughout parts of the season. And, you know, of late, he's been playing real solid. And, you know, you look at the last game. So, you know, Shipes is a little bit different story. He maybe didn't have the type of start he wanted to the first, I don't know, 10, 15 games, whatever it may be. But, you know, he's come along and, you know, he's done a good job of listening and taking in some of the advice that some guys have given him, including myself, and kind of translated that into his game to what he already has. And I think that's making him a better NHL player, and obviously he's having success.